Friends, put this in your notebook of great marketing ideas for next holiday season. I'm going to show you a way to generate a tremendous amount of goodwill within your community for your dog training business, as well as local fame and fortune. And the best part is, it's going to cost you very, very little money. I mean, you can do this on a shoestring budget as long as you have a facility. Even if you don't have a facility, you can rent a space and make this work for you. And it's going to work insanely well to grow your dog training business. Stick with me. You may have seen other operators doing this. You may even have done it yourself. If you have, I'm going to give you a little twist to make it even more effective. But for next holiday season, around late November, early December at the latest, what you want to do is reach out to a local pet photographer and do a joint venture where basically you invite them down to your facility to offer free, quote unquote, pet pictures for the holidays. And so here's the way you're going to do it. You can do it yourself if you're pretty good with lighting and using a camera. You could do it in conjunction with a professional. And so what you're going to do is you're going to contact local media. The best way I found to do it is to actually physically call them and tell them what you're doing and offer free pet photos for the holidays. Now, how do you do this, especially if you're working with a professional photographer? Well, the lead-in is that they get one free picture. If they want a set of pictures, then they need to pay for them, you know, through the photographer, and that's how you get the photographer interested. Here's the twist, though. You can do this with or without a photographer, but what I recommend is that you go to a website like the one I'm going to post here, and you can, for about $100, you can get a professionally done backdrop with your company logo on it, okay? And what you do is, before they have the professional photos taken, you bring the dog in and you have them in front of your backdrop and you take a picture of them with their dog or even just the dog. And then you also get the name of their Facebook profile. And after you've taken the picture, then they move on to the professional photographer and they can negotiate with them what kind of, you know, package that they want to buy. But what you do with the photo is that you post it on your Facebook page, and you tag them in it, right? You tag their dog or them with their dog in it so that all of their friends also see the picture of them with their dog with your company logo behind them. And I mean, people are going to share the picture anyway, so you might as well leverage the fact that you have the backdrop with your company logo behind it. And it's going to create a tremendous amount of goodwill because you're basically taking their picture of them with their dog or just their dog for the holidays. They don't have to pay for it. I mean, they can if they want the upgraded package from the professional photographer, but they don't need to. And so it does a couple of things. Number one, if you get a member of the local media to come down and cover this event, you're going to get a ton of free publicity. Number two, you're doing something kind of nice for the community, for your community of dog owners anyways, by giving them a free photo, which is going to bring a lot of people into your facility. And then number three, because you're tagging them on Facebook, not only are you getting them, those dog owners, but you're getting all of their friends. I mean, it's really a great way to leverage the power of social media to reach out and spread your company name throughout the community around next year's holiday time. Now, Facebook is always changing how they do stuff and how they allow you to tag stuff. So you may need to kind of mess around a little bit with exactly how to do it next year. You may have to, when they come in to get the free picture, you may have to ask them to like your business page or whatever other procedure that Facebook may be requiring at the time, but it shouldn't be that big of a deal. After all, they are getting a free holiday photo of them and their dog. Hey, if you're tired of lying in bed at night wondering, how do I get this dog training business to the next level? How do I get a consistent stream of desperate dog owners calling me looking for the type of dog training services that I offer with money in hand, month over month over month? I've found that Google AdWords, which they now rebranded as Google Ads, is one of the best ways to reach people who are actively looking for what it is that you have to offer. The problem with Google Ads is that it's insanely complicated, and if you don't know what you're doing and you can't stay really on top of it, you can burn through a lot of money really quickly. So what we do with my company, Browning Direct, we offer a 100% done-for-you Google AdWords management experience. Basically, from soup to nuts, we take care of everything. All you have to worry about is making sure that you answer the phone, because people are going to be calling you. People in your area with money in hand, the right type of clients, are going to be calling you looking for the type of dog training services that you offer. If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing with Google Ads, you can read through this page I put together at dogtrainertoolbox.com. Just click on, just put in your browser, dogtrainertoolbox.com. And when the website comes up, click on the box in the upper left-hand corner that says Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that, read through that page. It kind of describes some of the results that we're getting with Google Ads. And if it makes sense, at the bottom, there's a link to my calendar app. You can book a free 30-minute phone conversation with me so that we can get on the horn and find out if what we're doing with Google Ads would be a good fit for you and your business. We're helping over 40 dog training businesses at this point, both here and overseas, as well as a handful of other dog industry-related businesses, boarding kennels, dog daycares, et cetera, just getting, for the most part, really, really amazing results. If that sounds interesting to you, head on over to dogtrainertoolbox.com and click on that box in the upper left-hand corner. Take care, guys.